Well, welcome back, everybody. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. I am the host of Radio Entrepreneurs, and we are working harder than ever before, looking at interviews and trying to provide relevant information on how people are working in this economy, going back to work, staying productive, and really making a major contribution. And with that in mind, we started a few weeks ago a segment with Hindell Grossman, owner of Grossman & Associates, a law firm, on really the professional segment of our marketplace, entrepreneurs, in professional service who are working, going back to work, and their whole leadership. Although Hindell, who has somewhat of a litigation background, turned the tables on me last week and used her new expertise in coaching to ask me questions. So I don't know what she's going to do with me today, but I have a feeling whatever it is, she's going to gain control of this segment. Yeah. Hindell, what's up and how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Actually, I have to attribute my inquisitive nature to my father, who asks a lot of questions. He doesn't speak very much. He's 92 years old now, but he just basically sits back and asks questions. He likes to gather information. So I didn't mean to inquisition you, although I did enjoy it last time.
I enjoyed it too. And you know what? You know, I guess the apple doesn't fall from the tree. My mother were alive. She wouldn't just ask me questions. She would make statements as if she knew more than anybody else.
My father doesn't do that. He says things like, he asks questions. He said, well, you might want to do it this way, but you'll do it your way and you'll figure it out yourself. So he gives kind of gentle advice and then gives me the freedom, or he's gave me the freedom to make my own choices. And so that was good.
Little gentle guidance. And my mother probably would have said, this is the way I would do it, but you're probably going to do it your way.
A little harsher. A little harsher.
So well, that says a lot about leadership during these times. You know, what is a receptive leader? We talked last week about emotional intelligence, and you know, there's definite studies on what form of leadership are more effective during this economic changing time. And I'm wondering if you have any thoughts on that yourself, especially using the concepts of emotional intelligence, because right now, culture is more important than ever before.
I think being a good observer of what's going on around, paying attention to not only the economy, but to the individuals in the institution or the business that you're in, getting feedback from person. I have a philosophy, it's personal philosophy, which is if I can't make a decision, I need more information. So I think it's really good to ask questions and get answers and then filter that information and try to figure out what to do with it next. And so I think good leaders are listening and asking and observing and trying to get information about how to use this opportunity during COVID to shift the way they do business. I think this is a great opportunity for businesses.
That reminds me of something else. And I've often said to clients that I believe in flow of information on participation, but the best organizations are not a democracy. It's not one person, one vote. So yes, getting participation, but that also makes the job of leadership more important than ever before. Do you agree with that?
I absolutely agree with that. I mean, someone has to be in charge, or at least be responsible for having the ideas of moving things forward and then figuring out how to implement them. So I think that's where the benefit of leadership comes in. One of the benefits is that, someone's thinking about the business. The other people are thinking about their individual jobs and maybe, you know, doing their job better or figuring out their personal lives and how to integrate that with the business, because things are so shifting so much and people's personal lives are so integrated now with their business lives because they're working at home. But I think, you know, someone's got to be in charge, at least one leader or multiple leaders if there are. And I think leaders need to talk among themselves and make plans and try to execute. I mean, people have ideas. I think implementing ideas is the harder part sometimes.
Well, you know? I love turning the tables on a litigator. So let me continue to ask you questions, because I know you're oriented around coaching other professional service firm leaders and women leadership. Do you find that it's harder to be a leader during these times being a woman than it is being a man at all? Are there added pressures?
I have always felt like, it's not true. I am sometimes gender blind to, you know, being not being respected, or, and I'm quick to attribute something to some other reason. But I think I underestimate the impact of gender in the workplace. And I think it plays a larger role than sometimes I like to even give it credit for. Because I don't want to be hypersensitive to it. I don't want to say, well, they did that because I'm a woman and they didn't listen to me because I'm a woman. I don't really think that way. I think I probably should be a little more sensitive to it than I am. I just kind of have my focus and I move straight ahead and I just do what I think I need to do. And if there are obstacles in my way, gender or otherwise, I just go around them. I do think it's
that's a factor. How you succeed. But if you're not a leader, I think being a woman, there's a different expectation than with men in terms of what is the appropriate performance behavior. And that whole definition needs to change.
I'll tell you a couple of things that have happened though. I actually have office space and I've sublet to other professionals over time. And most of them, all of them I think have been men. And that makes me a sub-landlord. And there have been times when those subtenants are disrespectful to me. You know, we're negotiating, we're living with each other in the same office suite and they try to take advantage. And I just have to say, you know, to say no. And they're mad at me that they can't push me around. So in that case, I think that was a gender-based situation.
You know, my wife is a very successful serial entrepreneur. I'm very proud of her work. And, but a lot of times in organizations, I've seen her get a very strong backlash from very strong male people.
Yeah.
And I have always felt that she gets that backlash that a lot of male leaders wouldn't get.
Yeah. You know,
that willingness to confront her and challenge her in ways that people just don't do with me. And when I bring that up to her about they wouldn't do that to me or someone else, she usually likes to attribute it to me being nastier than she is. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with that. I just think that I do think that some men, and a lot of them, are more willing to confront women as their leadership affects their self-esteem more than men leadership.
I do think that women, I mean, this is such a generalization, it seems odd to say it, but I think
we're always dealing with generalization.
Women think differently. And I think when they have an idea and they want to present it to someone in a business situation, they're very careful. They think a lot about how they're going to present it and how that idea is perceived. And if they're too assertive about it, what the backlash would be, if they're too weak about it, what the backlash would be, or, you know, how to get their ideas across in a meaningful way where it's going to be gender neutral. And I think women think about that a lot. And I think for a good reason. And I think I should think about it a lot. And if they come off as too bossy or aggressive, you know, it's sometimes not well received.
Well, again, I think, you know, we're talking about leadership, and I do think that gender plays something into it. And I think I like to overlay any form of rainbow to that as well, and mm-hmm. age. And sometimes in New England, I've seen, and schools, what school you go to. I think most of us are going into situations with predetermined expectations of what performance is. And I think that is all under review right now. And I think that's something that you and I are going to be talking about a lot over the next year. Mm-hmm. And what is the new norm and the new expectation? And I'm looking forward to doing that with you.
Thank you. I think the other thing to think about is how do people perform outside the office, and how do leaders monitor that more? And what does it do to morale in a business when people are working remotely?
Well, Hindell, you know, bring it on. I'm looking forward to these discussions over the next year. And I think everything is up for debate right now. I'm a person who really loves change. I love having an epiphany. I love someone challenging my thoughts. That's not necessarily what all people want. We understand most people want stability. We've been speaking with Hindell Grossman, owner of Grossman & Associates, and also professional advisor to other professional service leaders. Hindell, if someone's looking for you, how would they find you?
My email is Hindell, H-I-N-D-E-L-L, at GrossmanLTD.com. Grossman LTD is my law firm. It's located in Newton. It's called Grossman & Associates, and we are divorce lawyers here in Newton. But if you search under my name, Hindell, you're likely to find me.
Oh, that's great. And my name again is Jeffrey Davis, and I'm a big supporter of Hindell's, and look forward to all our segments together on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Nice to see you.
That's great. So you see, Hindell, I've now opened